Welcome back to episode 3 of The Paperback Noob. I am your host, Jessica. A big update, The Paperback Noob is now on Apple Podcasts. You guys, please subscribe and review. This podcast is growing and generating so much creative goodness. Help a sister out. Another brief update on my book. I'm finishing up the layout of the book. I like to have a story map and brief descriptions of each chapter before I start. It's kind of like, I see it like having a foundation set before I build the house. Seems pretty organized to me. I like to do it that way. So finishing up the layout of all the chapters, and I will give you another update when that's finished and when I'm officially starting on the first chapter, which I did write a first chapter, but I felt like I just needed to be more organized about it. So I have a feeling I'm going to be making some pretty big revisions. Enough about that. Today we are going to be stepping into the topic of creative energy and how to generate it. First off, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy almost New Year. Can I ask a question? Is it really the most wonderful time of the year? It seems like the worst time of year for my bank account and heavy traffic. I'm over it. I'm just rolling with it every day. Definitely a huge test of my patience. I think I'm passing, but definitely a test. All right, let's jump into creative energy. First of all, you should all know about me. I believe in energy in the most hippie, green earth, peace-loving way. I believe we are energy. I believe we can create it. I think energy is all around us, and we can harness it. I think it can bring people together, and I think it can be felt. Totally cool if you think that's all a load of crap. I challenge you to try this if you don't believe in energy manifestations. So do this for me. Get ready for work in the morning. Complain about the alarm going off. Snooze it like 10 times. Then make sure you tell yourself you're going to be late. While you're at it, go grab some coffee. Even though you probably know that you're not going to have time to grab the coffee, go do it anyway. And then see how many red lights you hit along your commute. Does that sound familiar? I'm only half serious, but really, if you have a mindset of slowing down and being purposeful and positive and affirming to yourself that you are going to be on time, and you focus on being patient and you give yourself that loving energy, I bet you that you're going to see far more green lights. I don't know. If you don't believe me, do a little experiment for yourself if you like. I know that you've probably experienced one of those mornings where nothing's going well. Try that. Try it out and see if it works. I bet you can manifest some really positive energy and hit all those green lights and make it on time. So my definition of creative energy is this. Creative energy is the art of being inspired by an idea and taking action. For instance, I love writing to music. I choose music based on the tone of whatever it is that I'm writing. And if I'm writing a chapter in my book that is more serious, let's say, I will choose an intense, deep, bassy kind of song. Or I might be writing a happy moment in the book and I choose a really peppy, upbeat rock song. That's just for me. Since everyone is unique, I want to give you some ideas on how to generate creative energy, since some of you listening may not be able to hold focus with music playing in the background. Maybe you need complete silence. Totally respect that. Here are some ways to generate creative energy, and hopefully at least one of these will inspire you. I've tried all of these, and I've had inspiration and moments of inspiration from these 5 things. So number one, even though I already said it, I'm going to say it again, use music to fit the mood of your art. I think it's worth mentioning again because it is so important. Music can really generate a mood within you. And I think about it like this. If you, let's say you are really into heavy metal, any of my noobs metalheads out there? Yeah. You listen to heavy metal and you're probably not going to feel really mellow or calm. You're probably going to feel really juiced up. You're going to feel energized. So if that's the tone of whatever you're writing, or maybe that's not your art, maybe your art is painting, and you want it to be really dark and pumped and energized, maybe you listen to heavy metal. And if that's not your style, number two is watch a movie. So in the first episode of the podcast, I admitted to all the noobs out there that I have a complete nerd affinity for science fiction. And if I need some inspiration, I'll turn on a space age or robot flick, And if you don't have time for an entire movie, that's okay. You can check out some movie scenes on YouTube. That's a great way to generate energy for your writing, for your art, for your craft, to look at images, to look at visuals. Number three, read a damn book. I have a bone to pick with certain people. There's this one pet peeve of mine that drives me crazy. How on earth does one live their life as happy as a clam without ever picking up a book? How do you not find something to read and be enjoyable? Have you ever seen that trippy meme that says something about books or slices of trees that you stare at and hallucinate to for hours? Who wouldn't want that? Who wouldn't think that that's awesome? So if you're not in the creative energy mindset, pick up a book, any book. It can be freaking Clifford the Big Red Dog for all I care. Just do it. Insert Shia LaBeouf meme here. Just do it. Number four, create your art based on what you want to see. I recently watched an episode of Chopped. Yes, I still watch Chopped. It's on Hulu. It's amazing. And one of the chefs was asked about her super splendid dish by a judge. And the judge had asked her how she came up with such a creative dish. And I loved her answer. She just said, "I just cook how I would want to eat." Hell yeah. Do you ever go to a bookstore and browse only to be disappointed and not being able to find the kind of book that you're looking for? Perfect problem. This is a good thing because you can write it. Yo damn self. By the way, can we just take a moment to appreciate the show Chopped? Chopped has been such an amazing inspiration to me when I don't feel like going to the store, when I have to cook dinner with all the items in my cupboard. Challenge accepted. I will chop the shit out of these green beans, breadcrumbs, and pasta. Number five. Lastly, this one may seem counterintuitive, but it can also be helpful in preventing burnout. Do nothing. Don't write. Don't create. Don't do anything. When is the last time you sat in a room and did nothing but daydream or use your imagination? Was it in elementary school? We live in a society that loves production, that loves timestamps, to-do lists, working until your heart gives out. So take a break. Take a break. If you feel like you're getting to that point where you're just stuck, you feel like you can't manifest that creative energy, it's probably because you're trying too hard. Take a break. Think of yourself as an iPhone. You can use it most of the day, but it's going to need to be recharged at some point. We all have that internal battery pack that gets drained, and everybody has a different size battery pack. You know, some people can have that creative energy for hours on end, sometimes for days on end, but at some point we all need to take a break and have that moment of quiet for ourselves and recharge. Recharge, regroup. Also, some of the most creative ideas I've ever had have been in moments of rest. And not to mention when I've been half asleep and I have a crazy dream, I may have to, you know, make a mental note of, ooh, that sounds like a good book idea or something like that. So that's all I have for you today. Thank you so much for listening. I'm checking out now. Let's keep writing.